Welcome to the Generations Radio broadcast, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm executive director for Christian Home Educators out here in Colorado, but also a pastor and a father of five, broadcasting from my basement out here in the eastern plains of Colorado. During a decline in our civilization in the West coming to an end as we know it, 40% of kids born without fathers, up from 6% in 1960. That's right, a sevenfold increase in the percentage of kids born without fathers, and you know that's just the tip of the iceberg. We are finding in our day the hearts of sons radically severed from fathers and fathers from the sons. And you know that's going to be devastating in years to come. Over 25 million kids under 18 years of age growing up in fatherless homes today. Less than 35% of children under 18 living with biological parents. Less than 35% of children under 18 living with biological parents. Who are these people? Who are these people? These are our friends. These are our family members. You know these people. I had to rip your heart out to hear statistics like these. Because these are affecting little boys and little girls. These are affecting homes, families, that will hurt their lives for decades to come, for generations to come. The devastation will be seen generationally. You know that this is going to perpetuate itself with the generations. You know that these children born without fathers are most likely to have their own children out of wedlock themselves. And that's why this is only going to get worse with the generations, friends. 50% in 10 years from now. You know it's going to be 60% 20 years from now. You know that it's going to be 70% in 30 years from now. If the empire lasts that long. The problem, of course, is that we have a guarantee of perpetuation, which means we're already in the cycle and we're beginning to flush down the toilet into the septic system. The systems are falling apart, my friends. The foundations are destroyed. So what do the righteous do? The children from fatherless homes account for 63% of youth suicides. All right, you get a kid born without fathers. This demographic makes up 71% of pregnant teenagers. As I said, the problem perpetuates itself. 85% of youth sitting in prison, 75% of teens in drug treatment are kids born without fathers and raised without fathers. You know, when we talk about these social problems, you have to know that the government is powerless to deal with it, friends. Powerless. Powerless to solve these social problems. Now, I know we've been looking at government to solve these problems since LBJ's Great Society program back in the 1960s, but they've only made things worse. I mean, back in the 1960s, only 6% of kids born without fathers. Now, it's close to 42%, a sevenfold increase since government got involved. The government is powerless to deal with the social systems that are unraveling even as we speak. The government is powerless. But here's the point. You are not powerless. By God's grace and a little agape love in your heart on the part of men out there, I'm talking to men, I'm talking to fathers, I'm talking to uncles and grandfathers and mentors out there, on the part of you, by God's grace, if there is any little modicum of love in your heart, you can make a difference. All right, now, why are you here? Why are you listening to this program? Why do you live? I'll tell you why you're here. You're here to build gardens in the ashes. To disciple the nations. There's faith in you. If you believe in God, if you believe in God's grace in Jesus Christ, who died for our sins at the cross, if you believe you have been the recipient of the love of God, there is a reason for you being here. You are here to build gardens in the ashes, to disciple the nations, to teach them to observe whatsoever Jesus has commanded. Go find a disciple and mentor him. That's what Jesus tells you, men. And there are so many empty nesters. There are so many uncles and grandfathers out there. I think they just got to get out their duff and mentor a young man. We have to have hundreds of thousands, millions of men, empty nesters, uncles, grandfathers, friends, church members. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of men who step up and begin to fulfill the Great Commission, which means go out there and find a disciple. And over 3, 5, 10, 15 years, you disciple that young man to observe whatsoever Jesus has commanded. That, my friends, is your commission. And I'm not the guy giving it. Jesus gave it. on his ascension. Well, folks, that's why I love this new ministry. Fathers in the Field Ministry. It's a wonderful opportunity. If it's time for you to get out there and start mentoring a young man, you need to listen to this program. Fathers in the Field with Scott McNaughton is next on Generations. Stay with me.
Generations of Knowing Him is the theme for the Christian Family Conference coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart June 18 to 20, featuring 70 workshops, an exhibit hall with curriculum from over 200 vendors, and speakers including Bill Jack, Kevin Swanson, and Little Bear Wheeler. Come to the 25th Annual Christian Family Conference at the Denver Merchandise Mart June 18 to 20, presented by Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Register online at check.org. That's check.org.
Welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson, and again, we reminded you folks, 40% of kids born without fathers last year, up from 6% in 1960, devastation happening to the family in America, and yet there are some ministries, there are some men out there doing something about it. We could talk about it all day long, but thanks be to God, there are men with vision who are doing something about it. We're building gardens in the ashes, and that's precisely what is happening with Fathers in the Field, and with me is Scott McNaughton. He's father of four himself, but he's also vice president of Fathers in the Field Ministry. Hey, Scott, welcome to the Generations broadcast, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I'm so excited with what you're doing with this program, Scott, because I think the single most challenging problem facing our society, our churches today, is fatherlessness. And the unfortunate thing about it is it perpetuates itself, which means that boys raised by single moms most likely to be in prison, abandon their own children, and so forth and so on. So at some point, somebody's got to get involved.
That's absolutely right. And I believe that the greatest force, the greatest work that God has in store for our country today is through the local church. And that is why our ministry, Fathers in the Field, is a local church-based ministry, and we're excited about what God is doing across the U.S. today.
And the best thing about the local church is you already have accountability structures in place. So this isn't just random men out there setting out to mentor these young boys. These are men who are in covenant, in accountability within the church, and hopefully getting young men planted and rooted in Christ in these churches.
That's exactly right. We are excited to see where to really move and reinvigorate men in kingdom work ministry. God has designed men to work into their passions. And so what we are calling men to do is to stand up and to step into these fatherless boys' lives and introduce them to the Christian faith as well as to an outdoor heritage. Our ministry is really based in God's great outdoors. But it's very solidly based in the local church.
Yeah. How did it get started?
It really grew out of my best friend and a member of my church, John Smith Baker, grew out of his life painful experience and my own experience growing up, where John's father walked out on him when his mother was pregnant with him, and he grew up with the heart wounds and the abandonment issues that everybody, every child faces when they are growing up without the shepherding father in the home. And he came to me as I was his pastor, and he said, "I believe God's calling me to start a ministry with fatherless boys to help really intervene and to really bring the gospel message as well as a hope and help for these fatherless boys." And so we began talking together and establishing this ministry 3 years ago, out of our little church in Lander, Wyoming, but God is doing something above and beyond what we could ever hope and imagine, and expanding this ministry across the U.S. And I stepped down as a senior pastor of my own church to head up the national expansion because I saw the crying need in our society today, as well as our church really missing out on the calling. The heartbeat of God is to look after the fatherless and the widow, and to do that in a way that really provides the church a real solid and organized fashion in order to do that.
Now, Scott, a father has a tremendous influence on a boy's life. He shapes that boy's life. And what you're saying is that a man can do the same thing with a young boy in the church. He can get involved. He can mentor. And he can really spiritually and physically encourage that young man and strengthen that young man, prepare him for life.
Absolutely. Now, we want to affirm and strongly recognize the great impact that a mom has on a child. But really, as God's designed boys especially, well, all children, they need a mother and a father, and we are really calling men back into recognizing that they have one of the most singularly important ministries in a boy's life. And really, both statistics and anecdotes tell us that unless a boy does have a significant male role model to emulate, then he will most likely really end up into some of the most destructive behaviors that our society sees happening, unfolding today.
And somehow we've got to convey to men out there that they've got tremendous influence and power in mentorship. You want to leave a legacy in your life of some sort, just
Absolutely.
Go mentor a boy. That'll be 100 times more effective than a lot of things you're going to do in your life.
Absolutely. The greatest gift that a man can give is to pass on a legacy. And that's how God designed especially men. And so this ministry, if I could say this to men, is as much for men as it is for boys, and a gift from God to be able to pass on a legacy, a Christian heritage, as well as especially also an outdoor heritage where God reconnects with fatherless boys through His creation and through His Word.
All right. As men are connecting with these boys in nature and getting involved in doing things together for the glory of God and the discipleship activities, what are you seeing? I mean, you've been at this for 3 years now.
Right.
What's happening?
We're seeing some profound impacts upon these boys. We're seeing profound impacts upon the churches that take up this ministry. And so, first of all, just me personally, I've had one of the greatest privileges of my life in mentoring a young boy starting at 9.5 years old 2 years ago who had never met his earthly father, sharing the Christian faith with him, sharing the faith of a heavenly father that won't abandon them, and giving his son, Jesus Christ, to forgive him, and then to help this boy really enter into a forgiving spirit. One of the greatest, absolute most soul-wounding, enslaving attitudes that a lot of boys have is a lack of forgiveness of their earthly father for abandoning them.
Yeah.
And that is one area that we gently but really also very forthrightly help these boys to understand that they must forgive their earthly father or they will be forever enslaved by that.
Yeah. And as Jesus said, if you can't forgive those here, then how is your Heavenly Father going to forgive you? So there's kind of a package deal here. As you introduce them to the forgiveness of God the Father, they begin to understand that idea of forgiveness, and then they can begin to release that right to revenge, that bitterness themselves. And that such freedom sweeps in upon that boy.
Yes.
When you can do that.
That is one of the, I think, unique ministries that we have into these boys' lives is to introduce them to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, that they can have in Christ themselves, and then to begin to be set free from the anger and the bitterness, the rage that often shows itself externally, but equally damagingly internally when they hurt themselves or they hurt others as a result of that unresolved anger and frustration.
And let's be clear about mentorship for a while, for just a minute. You know, I had a friend who's raising five or six boys, and he says, you know, discipling boys is like duck hunting. You spend about 3 hours behind the blind for about 10 seconds of action.
Oh, boy.
And that's pretty much the way it is with mentoring boys. It's not like you've got to sit around all day long having quality time and going through a whole bunch of stuff, having Bible studies all the time. You got to be doing stuff together. I mean, mentorship means you're out together. They're doing things, and in the process, this discipleship is happening.
That's exactly how God designed it. Deuteronomy 6 is all about that. As you're going along the way, waking up, going there, I have been working with my Phil Buddy Mason now for 2.5 years. The most incredible moments happen when we are going out in the woods or going home, riding in the truck. It's not while we go through our curriculum often. It's more, like you say, in those precious, unexpected moments when he comes up with questions that 4 years of seminary never prepared me for.
Exactly. And what are the kinds of things that you do as part of this program, Fathers in the Field?
We're asking mentor fathers who have a passion for the outdoors, whatever that passion is. It could be hunting, fishing, mountain biking, canoeing, whitewater rafting, snowmobiling, whatever the passion is of the outdoors, is they pass that on to these boys, and that becomes kind of the platform in which the Christian faith is also shared. And so we actually have a wonderful curriculum that we share. We call it the journey talk, and we have a field guide to guide the mentor fathers in the Christian sharing the Christian faith very clearly. But we also have built into that time together with the boy each month, preparing for a year-end adventure passage. The mentor fathers begin to help prepare that boy to have a successful outdoor adventure passage. And we're trying to really build into these boys how to become a man, and beyond that, how to become a father of their own children. So it's a very wide open opportunity for men to share their outdoor passion with these boys in a more informal setting.
Yeah.
But see, these boys are also required. Two other things about our ministry that's unique is that the boys and the mentor fathers, we call them field buddies, the boys,
they do
a compassionate service project for a widow in the church or community each month.
Mm.
And that, of course, is at the heartbeat of God. Wherever you see fatherless in Scripture, you invariably see the word widow. And so we've combined that kind of compassionate service into the program.
And Scott, that's so important, because 1 Timothy 5:8 says anyone who doesn't take care of the widows in his own family is worse than an infidel, to deny the faith. And what happens with a lot of these boys raised with single moms is they don't learn to be that responsible man that's looking out for others and wants to serve others, and they wind up leaving their own wife in the lurch, or leaving their widows in the lurch later on, and just perpetuating that horrendous perspective and attitudes. And we don't want that.
Absolutely.
We want them to learn to give and just give of themselves to others.
Very crucial in the development of this boy to become a giving person and a serving person, because that's really what a man is a loving servant and to his family. And so that's what we're trying to really address and build into these boys, that characteristic that God would have us be as men.
Yeah. Now, Scott, one of the things I really appreciate about the Fathers in the Field program is that it's a 3-year commitment. Now, that may bother some people out there, but I think it's important. This 3-year commitment allows for relationship building. Is that why you put it in place?
Absolutely. I've found that my relationship with Mason is just now reaching a point into our third year that has really enabled him to trust me and to begin to open up with me. And we've had some great times together, especially this year we're starting together again.
Now, a lot of churches have these young men who are sons of single moms in the church.
Yes.
And is it important, you think, for one man to take responsibility of mentoring that boy? I mean, sometimes you got different guys working with him occasionally, off
right.
and on, kind of dropping the ball now and then, but nobody really takes that boy and says, I am going to be the mentor for that boy. Do you think it's important, if you've got a young man in a church, single mom, son of a single mom, that
right.
that boy be mentored by one particular man?
We do. We believe that that's really one of the keys. One of the heart wounds of these boys is that they just don't know who to look to. And we are really trying to encourage and challenge men to take up this one-on-one discipleship relationship that would enable that boy to say, hey, I do have someone that cares for me and that I could turn to. But it's really important in the church community is to know, is for these mentor fathers and these boys and the single moms to know that they're not alone. They also have other uncles and grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts that will care for them. But particularly, strategically, these boys need a one-on-one relationship that they can count on.
Scott, now you guys have put a lot into this program. I mean, I have not seen anything as well organized as Fathers in the Field ever, in terms of working with these sons of single moms. And why don't you walk us through the process a little bit? The first thing is there's really no cost, no charge for the program. I'm sort of shocked at that. Why is that? Why no charge?
Well, we believe that single moms have such an incredible uphill battle themselves, and so we want to provide for them a ministry at no cost to them. Obviously, they're often struggling themselves just to make ends meet, and so we believe that this is one of the great ways that a church can enter into their local community and address one of the severest needs of our society today, and for a church to be really innovative and to go into their community and to provide that service. We have such, I think, a need for our local church to really address the mercy ministry and the evangelistic ministries in our own community.
Mm-hmm. Now, you begin with a welcome package.
Correct.
I mean, this is amazing. You've got a Sportsman Bible, Every Man's a Mentor book, 10-month life curriculum for the field buddy and mentor father. I mean, you just go through this. I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, we believe, I mean, churches, I think churches have an idea that this is such a critical need in our society, but they don't know where to start. And we have worked very, very hard to provide a turnkey kind of program so that the churches can adopt that easily into their ministry and know where they can go. And men need guidance as well. And that's we've got handbooks to help guide the mentor fathers in their relationship with the boys as well. And, and so having been a pastor, having been in a, you know, church all my life, I know the struggles that we're facing. And so we've tried to address the need for the church and where do we start, and we've tried to provide that jumping off point for them and to really give them the resources that they need.
What kind of a time commitment, say in a given month, would you expect of a mentor and his field buddy?
The minimum requirement is between 4 and 5 hours a month.
Okay.
That is the an hour to an hour and a half in the journey talk, the Christian curriculum, as well as in that hour to hour and a half, the man is sharing the outdoor heritage, preparing that boy as well. And they can be going, you know, to the shooting range or on a hike or doing map work, whatever. That's an hour to an hour and a half. The community service project with the widow I mentioned earlier is about an hour to an hour and a half per month. So we're now at 3 hours. And then we ask the mentor father, if the mom does not attend church, the boys are required to attend church and Sunday school at least twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mentor father will agree to pick up the boy and take him home if the family is not currently attending that local church. So that's about the 4-hour mark right there per month And of course, it can grow spontaneously from that, and it will in a number of circumstances, but that's the minimum requirement.
What's the annual Journey celebration event, Scott?
That is one of the key aspects of our ministry,
okay,
is to give the boy something to look forward to. So often the fatherless boys are hearing their buddies saying, oh, my dad's taking me hunting this fall, or we're going on a fishing trip or a hiking or camping trip, and they have nothing to say back. And we believe that it's really key to have these boys to have something to look forward to work towards, to give them a hope, to give them a joy in their future. That, again, it's a small reflection of what our Heavenly Father promises us in the life to come. But it is really to try and give these boys an outdoor adventure that enables them to get out perhaps of their comfort zone and into the wilderness and to enjoy God's great creation.
Scott, this is a beautiful application of the James 1 principle to visit the fatherless in his affliction. And as you talk, I can't help but get just a little emotional just hearing your heart and how you have wrapped your heart around this young boy that you've been mentoring for the last 2 to 3 years. How do we, as pastors, I'm a pastor of a church, how do we convey this to the men in the church? How do we get men to reach out and just start loving others and mentoring the fatherless?
Well, really, so often in our churches, a lot of men don't know, how can I serve the Lord? How can I take what God has given me and what's in my hand and use for His glory? And we believe that this is something that men can get excited about, and their wives can say, "I believe you can do this, honey." And so it's a way that men can actually say, "I think I can do this, and I see the resources that I have here. I don't have to invent it. I don't have to come up with it." And so getting men to say, to encourage them, say, yes, you can. This is where God has gifted you. You can do this. And that's what I love to see pastors and the leaders of the church saying to men, this is where you can serve.
And I'm convinced if we could just get one or two men out there to serve like this in the church, this thing's going to spread like wildfire.
It will be infectious. Thank you, yes.
The kind of love and the kind of joy that comes through these kind of relationships will be just wonderful. And I just truly wish God's blessing upon your ministry, my friend. Scott McNaughton, Vice President of Fathers in the Field. And I want to encourage men to get involved right now. Go to the website, fathersinthefield.com. That's fathersinthefield.com. Go to that website right now. Don't put it off. Go to that website right now and bring this into your local church. Bring it into your life. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on Generations, my friend.
Yeah,
come back sometime.
Excited. Thank you very much for the privilege.
And you have been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast, my friends. And I hope you're catching a little vision for what we are presenting, relationships, discipleship in a lost and lonely world based in the truth of God's Word. You can interact with the program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we cast a vision for the next generation.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family, a camp with some great messages that will encourage your family to live and love together the way God has laid out in His Word. Imagine a 5-day camp with some of the best nationally known speakers on the family, a 5-day camp priced from $155. That's $155 for the whole family. We have obtained the use of one of the largest campgrounds in the West for this camp. Your family will hear inspiring messages on relationships and loving the family from some of the familiar voices carried on the Generations Radio broadcast. And there will be plenty of time for relaxing. boxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, tennis, ping pong, paddle boats, and canoeing. We have priced this camp so it will be affordable to the largest families with the lowest income in a tough economy. To register or just check out a little more information on this camp, visit our website, renewingthefamily.com. That's renewingthefamily.com. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock.